Piriformis syndrome is a common neuromuscular disorder characterized by gluteal pain and sciatic nerve irritation, which may alter gait patterns and lower limb muscle activation. Understanding these alterations can help identify compensatory mechanisms and guide effective rehabilitation strategies. This study aimed to compare the electromyographic activity patterns of the gluteus maximus, biceps femoris, and tensor fasciae lati during treadmill walking in individuals with piriformis syndrome versus healthy controls. In this case control study, 14 male participants, 7 with piriformis syndrome and 7 healthy controls, aged 20-40 years with normal BMI, were recruited. Surface electromyography was recorded from the gluteus maximus, biceps femoris, and tensor fasciae lati of both lower limbs using the ME6000 system during treadmill walking at each participant's preferred speed. Signal processing included bandpass filtering 2450Hz, notch filtering at 50Hz, full wave rectification, and RMS envelope extraction. Activation onset, activation offset, minimum amplitude, and maximum amplitude were determined from 3 consecutive gait cycles. Independent t-tests were used for statistical analysis with a significance level of p0.05. The piriformis syndrome group showed delayed onset and earlier offset across all 3 muscles. The gluteus maximus demonstrated significantly higher minimum amplitude and lower maximum amplitude in both limbs, p0.05. The biceps femoris showed significant temporal alterations in both limbs, with reduced maximum amplitude only in the left limb, p = 0.018. The tensor fasciae lati demonstrated significant temporal alterations in both limbs, with increased minimum amplitude only in the right limb, p = 0.019. The findings suggest that individuals with piriformis syndrome demonstrate altered muscle activation timing and amplitude during gait. However, due to the cross-sectional case control design, causal relationships and underlying neuromuscular mechanisms cannot be definitively established. Rehabilitation should incorporate neuromuscular control exercises to restore proper activation timing and coordination.